you may have seen these fishing huts going up downtown in Grand Parade. And one of the guys behind that movement is someone who's been a guest on this show before. It's Steve Wilsack.
Great to hear from both of you.
Steve, you were previously on the show for the Sleep On It project when this all just started. You had access to a couple mattress pads, and you were seeking donations for people to help cover the cost of these mattress pads to get them out to people in the tents. And over the last 2 weeks, this has turned into you staying in your own tent in Parade Square. Immense amounts of donations for winterized ice fishing tents. You've had donations from True Foam and Dartmouth, providing styrofoam insulation, and I believe it's as of today you have Star Power Atlantic providing generators for heat, lights, and charging stations. Am I correct?
You are correct.
That is amazing.
Holy Steve.
Yeah, the outpouring from our community, we are truly blessed, and this is one of the magic moments of Nova Scotians rising to the occasion, and it's people helping people, and that's what this movement's about. We have people literally buying tents in order to get people out of the cold. We had tents collapsing over the past week and a half. The ice tents with modifications has saved people's lives. Even as early as the past 4 hours, I had three individuals had no place to go, and they are now sleeping soundly inside of a tent. One of them is even snoring loudly, which is a happy sign.
That is a good sound to hear when you're in a situation like that. Let's just remind people, give us a little background about how you got into this and what inspired you to start this entire movement.
I had a heart condition several years ago, and the province put a defibrillator in me, and it's kept me alive. And over the past couple of months, that has even been ringing even more true. So this is my way of saying thank you for keeping me alive. Thank you. And this is my pay it forward. And that's part of my motivation. My good friend Matt, he just is a very compassionate individual. He cares deeply about the homeless. So we basically just came up a couple of weeks ago, decided to help out. Little did we know that we're going to pitch a tent and then be here 7/24 living on site, and people are stepping forth literally hour by hour to figure out how they can help, either through our GoFundMe page, volunteering, dropping off tents, dropping off food, whatever it takes. And then not only that, we've had other encampments come to us and say, we like what you're doing, so we're sharing all our ideas, all the mistakes that we're making, in order to just share the information and try to make this a better place somehow, in order to get people out of the cold, if not out of the cold, at least make them feel comfortable. And there's not an hour that doesn't go by that I don't get a request in order to give them more information about what we're doing. I was literally just texting a half an hour ago with a gentleman down in Sydney and somebody else in Pictou County. Pictou County is dear to my heart. That's where I grew up. So we're just here to help. And we're just kind of the ones that took a little lighter and lit a spark. And boy, it's getting big.
We want to know what your experience is like, though, for you, not normally in this world. I mean, what's it like to be living in a tent in Grand Parade?
We're literally up 20 hours a day. Matt and I actually taking shifts during the nighttime, providing security. The heating is an issue. We've actually also opened up our tent to keep people warm. We've taken two or three individuals that were in hypothermia, got them warmed up. I'm sitting in my van right now, and I have a gentleman in the back here who's been wandering the streets all night. I gave him a couple pairs of socks. We're munching on some food, and we're just sharing each other's company. And that type of support, I don't know if it exists, but during the off hours, people are really, really hungry, and they just want to sleep.
One guy who was interviewed by a reporter says he prefers to live in one of these fishing huts that you've been able to provide. He'd rather that than go to an indoor shelter where he doesn't feel safe and people might steal his things. So it's incredible what you've done.
Exactly. And that's the key to this. It's about privacy. It's about having their own personal space. And you know, part of what we're trying to accomplish is that this is just, you know, scratching the surface in terms of a movement. These ice shacks can literally be taken apart in 2 minutes, and then they can take it and put it indoors, and they can still have their own space. So it's about building flexibility. It's about coming up with innovative solutions and just kind of working together to figure out how can we make this go away. This is not right. This is inhumane to have anybody outside in these types of temperatures. The amount of people that have come together just to help our cause here has just made this worthwhile to do. We didn't expect to be here, but I'm telling you, I get messages every day from friends and family and supporters. Like, they're just, it's like we have a whole cheerleading section behind us. But not only that, they're picking us up and they're carrying us to the finish line. So that's the kind of support that we need, not just here, but across the province. Let's forget about what we thought about homelessness. This is people that are one or two or three paychecks away from being unhoused, and there's very sensitive people that are in need. So let's open our hearts and make this work somehow.
What's the most immediate and direct way we can help right now?
GoFundMe. I think that's the best way. We're struggling in order to provide heat. We're looking for donations of sleeping bags. We're looking for donations of blankets, pillows, whatever it takes across the province. I have people reaching out from Liverpool, New Glasgow, Cape Breton. This is coming to a town or city near you if it isn't already there. So let's get people out of the cold.
Absolutely. And, you know, an extra special shout out to anybody who's popped by Grand Parade to help out, and especially Star Power Atlantic for bringing in generators, True Foam for providing styrofoam insulation, and to Matt, our, you know, he's a good friend of both of us. He's the one that got us connected in the first place, and he's down there every day reporting on what's going on downtown Halifax. So thank you to you. Thank you to Matt and to everybody else who's putting in, like, quite literally 24/7 effort into making sure these people are okay.
And thanks to both of you, because without spreading the word through the different types of media, we'd be a silent bunch here. But I can tell you, we do daily updates. Follow us on Facebook. We'll tell you what we need, and keep on broadcasting and keep on spreading the message. Nova Scotia needs help, but we're going to fix this.
Look them up. They're called Matt and Steve's Journey to Help the Unhoused on GoFundMe, and we'll share that link anywhere and everywhere we can. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Blessings.